And now, thoughts from that woman stuck in space.
Ugh, why did I listen to my parents? Become an astronaut. You'll see the world. Yeah, I see the world from my window every day. I want to see my bed. If I eat one more freeze-dried yam, I'll vomit. Where's an alien to burst through my stomach when I need one? Could I be stuck with worse people? This isn't a space station, it's NerdCon. No, Frank, you're not Luke Skywalker. I'm not Princess Leia, but I do feel like I'm on the Death Star. It's not even worth it to exercise. After all, what's the point of losing weight when you don't have any? I can't wait to tell girls who look up to me as a role model, do not stay in school. The only thing worse than being dumb and broke is being educated and afloat. I miss gravity.
Those were thoughts from that woman stuck in space.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
He came and he grabbed the food. And then he came again for the soda.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature.
Okay.
Hello, friends.
Today is a very special day.
National Teddy Bear Day, September 9th.
Teddy Bear?
It's National Teddy Bear Day.
You win a teddy bear!
Your teddy bear?
It's National Teddy Bear Day.
A teddy bear?
Who named after President Teddy Roosevelt.
He's like a teddy bear.
Another teddy bear, wow.
Your teddy bear.
Take your position, it's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, I answer. You simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's really, really easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can watch us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. You can search for the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, all the places where you find your podcast. Just search the Mike Show VA. Yeah, and of course you can listen on Radio434.com. I mean, that's very simple. Everybody knows that. All right, coming up on today's program, what are we going to do? Well, of course, we're going to get smart with your five random facts. We're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then, I got this. Here's a life hack of the day. Do not store your guns in the oven. All right, that's life hack of the day. Yep. Fire officials were called to a home in the Richmond area when the homeowner reported that their oven exploded. Their oven, it just done blowed up real good. Yep. Why? Well, there was a gun in there. And we'll tell you everything that happened, plus our top list. Top things that are actually dumber than putting your own gun in the oven. That's on the way. It is the Monday edition of the program. I hope everybody had a great weekend. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Now on the Cooking Channel, Cooking for Stoners. Here's your host, Craven Moorhead.
Okay, on today's show, we're going to prepare a delicious late-night snack. First, take the microwave popcorn bag and place it in the microwave. Next, push the timer for 2 to 3 minutes. When it's done, take the bag out, open it, pour it into a bowl. Oh, but be careful. The bag's going to be super hot, so you might want to wait a few. Bon appetit!
Cooking for Stoners, only on the Cooking Channel.
All right, so, yeah, so at least remember to take the gun out of the oven. I mean, I said the gun out of the oven. Take it out of there. So these, I doubt they were stoners. We don't know what the reason was. The fire officials in and around Richmond, Virginia, were called to a home when a homeowner reported that their oven had exploded.
Go!
Yep. When firefighters showed up, they found the oven. And, yep, confirmed, it exploded. And it had a handgun inside.
Go! Mm-hmm.
Apparently, somebody had turned on the oven, which heated up a loaded gun. And five rounds went off. Fortunately, no one was hurt, despite the fact that at least one of the rounds shot through the front glass. There aren't any further details as to why the gun was in the oven, or if the person who turned on the oven had put it there. Here, let me share this with you. This is a post. Where's the thing? Oh, there it is. Here's the post. From fire officials, and it reads, "Life hack: when you place any items in the oven, it is easy to forget it's there, which can lead to a fire or something worse when you turn it on. You should also make sure to properly store your firearms. Keep them somewhere secure, like a gun safe, for example." Yep. So with that, that brings us to our top list. Should we keep using the dough? All right, let's do that. With some idiot in Richmond blowing up their oven when they turned it on with a gun inside. Well, go ahead and laugh. But keep in mind, you've done a lot worse if you can relate to anything on today's list. It's our top list today. Top things that are actually dumber than putting your own gun in the oven. All right, here we go. Number one. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Buying your kid a drum set. I said a drum set. No, that's the wrong one. There we go. Feeding your dog a high fiber diet. And why is this taking so long? All right. Top things that are actually dumber than putting your own gun in the oven. Signing Kirk Cousins to a long-term contract.
No!
Yep. Taking medical advice from a UFC announcer with a podcast.
No!
Top things that are actually dumber than putting your own gun in your own oven, inviting Kanye to your bar mitzvah.
No!
Watching The View with the volume up.
No!
Looking Ryan Seacrest in the teeth.
No!
Top things that are actually dumber than putting your gun in the oven. Leaving J.D. Vance alone with your couch.
No!
And top things that are actually dumber than putting your gun in the oven. Working behind the camera of an Alec Baldwin film.
No!
Yeah. The Mike Show. Good Lord. It's the Monday edition. It really does feel like Monday. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we have news. And not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Studies show skipping breakfast can be bad for your heart. Unless you have breakfast at a Waffle House, then the opposite is true. A 38-pound cat was found in a Russian basement. I'll let you guess his favorite character from The Sopranos. Almost 10% of mothers regret the name they chose for their baby, especially the ones who named their baby O.J. Puffy Weinstein. And The Tonight Show will now only air new episodes 4 days a week. As for us, we'll stay live for five, proving we're one better than The Tonight Show.
Of course.
This is not headline news.
It's not. It's The Mike Show, and I'm so happy you chose to join us right here, right now on the program. Yeah, we're going to stay 5 days a week. Yeah, I can't stand him. Jimmy Fallon is such an ass clown. Anywho's, Beetlejuice. Man, oh man, this thing is a juggernaut. Made $110 million in its opening weekend. That is the second biggest September opening of all time, behind the first chapter of It, which debuted at $123 million back in 2017. It's also the third best opening of the year behind Deadpool and Wolverine. $211.4 million. Inside Out 2 at $154.2 million. Obviously, Beetlejuice was number one at the box office this weekend. Wolverine and Deadpool, or Deadpool and Wolverine, was a distant second with $7.2 million. Okay, so 110, and then the second was $7.2 million. Wow. All right, what else is in the news? Kendrick Lamar is doing the Super Bowl halftime show. Kendrick's been chosen to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. He says, quote, "Rap music is still the most impactful genre to date, and I'll be there to remind the world why they got the right one." Jay-Z who's Rock Nation co-produces the halftime show, says Kendrick is, quote, truly a once-in-a-generation artist and performer who has an unparalleled ability to define and influence culture globally. Although it's Kendrick's first time headlining, it'll be his second Super Bowl halftime show. He was part of the hip-hop themed show in 2022. Super Bowl 59 goes down February. That's like Wednesday, February the 9th in New Orleans on NBC. Let's see. What else? Okay, we'll do it because the Billy Big Voice did touch on this during the not headline news. Jimmy Fallon's finally getting a 4-day work week. The Tonight Show is going to 4 days a week, starting with the new fall season. There will be new episodes on Monday through Thursday, then repeats on Friday night. Tonight was actually the only late night show still doing 5 nights a week. Jimmy Kimmel, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Oh, man, I can't stand that one either. Late Night with Seth Meyers. I like him. The Daily Show, all do 4. Kimmel has been taking summers off for the past few years. Fallon is signed with The Tonight Show through 2028. Good God. I miss Johnny Carson. I miss David Letterman. What else? Let's do this. A website came up with a list of 114 popular text message abbreviations. And if you're anywhere near around my age, you've probably had to look this up. You probably had to Google these things. So the website looked at the 114 popular text message abbreviations, then looked through Google, through their search data, to see which ones people are still asking Google to define. Thankfully, people are not Googling what does LOL mean, but there are some surprises. We got 20 of them. I don't know. We might not do all 20, but let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. We'll start with 20. FWIW. 44,000 views or searches. It means for what it's worth. Can I get a dinger on this? Because I'm gonna ding off the ones that I know, and I didn't know this one. All right, YOLO. Well, yeah, I know that one. You only live once. 47,000 searches. DM. Yeah, and that's a direct message. 47,000 searches also. TTYL. I had to think about that one for a little bit, but that one is talk to you later. 51,000 searches, though, for that. TBH, to be honest. Also 51,000 searches. IG. Now, that could mean a lot of different things, so I did not know what that one meant. But it means, I guess, 54,000 searches. OOTD. OOTD. Outfit of the day, 56,000. I didn't know that one. NGL, not gonna lie, 59,000 searches. AFK, AMF, AFK, away from keyboard. I didn't know what that one was. LMAO, yep, laughing my butt off. Yep, I knew that one. 64,000 searches, though. HMU, hit me up. 64,000 searches. IIRC, I did not know this one. This is if I recall correctly. Now, that sounds like something that an older person would say. But then you have, you know, you have the abbreviation, the text abbreviation for it. IMO, in my opinion, 75,000 searches, though, for that one. OFC means, of course, 96,000 searches for that one, though. FOMO, most everybody knows what that means. I do. I'll ding it off. Fear of missing out. But 122,000 people search that. Now, that was average U.S. monthly searches. NSFW, you see that a lot. Not safe for work. Nope, don't share that at all. I knew what it means, but don't share that. It's 127,000 searches, though, in a month, looking up that one. POV, point of view. Average U.S. monthly searches, 156,000. And then SMH, shaking my head. But the average U.S. monthly searches, that's a biggie. 231,000 U.S. monthly searches for that one on average. All right, coming up, we got, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, talk about searching. You should search FlyLYH or just go FlyLYH.com. And if you're traveling, you should FlyLYH. That's from Lynchburg Regional Airport. They are the sponsor of this portion of the broadcast.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. Michelle Kwan, number one, is the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history, and now she's the U.S. ambassador to Belize. Number two, in the 1700s, people thought the platypus was a hoax. You know, kind of like we think Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster is. People just thought it seemed too ridiculous that there was a venomous animal with a duck's bill, otter's feet, and a beaver's tail. I said a beaver's tail.
Nice beaver.
I know.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Number three, helium doesn't increase the pitch of your voice. It just amplifies the higher pitched frequencies that are already there. Huh. Number four, in 2022, the movie The Power of the Dog was nominated for 12 Oscars, but only came away with one win for Best Director. This was the first time in 54 years that a movie won Best Director, but nothing else. The movie The Graduate did that in 1968. And number five, Thomas Jefferson's wife died before he became president, so their daughter was considered first lady. And those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show Monday edition. Coming up, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts.
Yep. Also, we're going to get a little bit more stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Well, they used to say a penny saved is a penny earned, but now producing pennies is just bad business for America. For instance, it costs three times as much to make one as they're worth.
Pennies, you're in my way. You weigh down my pants and your jeans go away. Pennies, you won't last. Cost 3 cents to make one and that makes no sense. You are worthless to me, gonna leave you in the give one, take one trick.
I haven't even seen a give one, take one tray lately. Anyway, you've heard of the iPhone Max before, right? Well, this is the iPhone Mega Max. Some YouTubers, some nerds, just spent a year of their lives to build the world's largest iPhone. It is almost 7 feet tall, and it's fully functional. They wanted to know if it would become an official world record.
This is the greatest iPhone the world has ever seen. This thing is built from scratch. It's the actual supercomputer of smartphones. Behind this glass is actually a full-frame Canon EOS R5. We're talking a camera that shoots very good, full-quality 8K resolution video.
The only thing left now is to see if it's good enough to win an official world record.
This looks like a massive iPhone.
It does.
So I can confirm that what you have achieved today is, in fact, a new Guinness World Record.
Oh, my God! Wow. Get it. Thank you.
If you're familiar with the DuckTales theme song, you know it's one of the greatest themes ever made. This guy went viral because his husky, his dog, Leah, goes nuts when she hears him sing it.
Do you want to go for a walk or do you want me to sing the DuckTales theme?
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes, it's a Duckburg. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck tales. Danger lurks behind you. There's a stranger out to find you. What to do? Just grab onto some DuckTales.
Leah jumps on him, jumps around with another husky during the entire song. Oh, that is so cute. I think this is going to be the name of today's episode. At least three wildfires in Colorado this summer have been blamed on flaming bird carcasses. Sorry. It happens because they catch fire after they're electrocuted by power lines. Oh, my God. Here's biologist Taylor Barnes talking about the issue.
Most often when a bird is electrocuted, it doesn't catch fire, and then we don't hear about it. Sometimes they burst into flames. Sometimes they just fall dead. Sometimes what can happen is insects can get inside that cap. Well, that attracts birds. Birds like to eat insects, in particular woodpeckers and crows. Something like that could have sat on that jumper wire and pecked into that arrestor cap, trying to get at the insects, making contact with the energized components, and then causing it to catch fire.
Mm-hmm. An investigation into New York City's public bathrooms, New York City, found that 2 out of every 3 of them were closed or had safety issues. One solution is a map to good bathrooms. Here are Teddy Siegel, the founder of Got to Go NYC, and Borough President Mark Levine talking about the digital and paper maps to quality bathrooms that they have. Wait a minute. George Costanza came up with this. He developed an app, and then anyway...
Everybody's got to go, and I personally don't believe that it should be a privilege to have access to a public restroom.
We needed a good old-fashioned map on paper. We have all been caught out there. When you got to go, you need a bathroom. But it is still too often, too hard to find a public bathroom.
Yeah, he sold the app to Google for $1 million, and then he invested the money with that shyster guy. Who was that? And he lost it all. We're going to save this one for stupid criminals. Summer is coming to a close. So did you avoid avocado hand? According to doctors, the most popular months to slice your hand open while cutting an avocado are April through July. Here's Mayo Clinic chef Jennifer Welper talking about steps you can take to safely cut an avocado.
You want to make sure, first of all, your knife is sharp. We want to make sure that our avocado is ripe. How to kind of glide into things versus trying to just chop. Stick into the pit there and then just turn.
Hey now. Slice, the Sprite competitor from the 1990s that claimed to have real fruit juice in it, is coming back. It was acquired by Soja Life. And they're planning on Slice hitting shelves in 2025. So we dug deep, found the retro Slice commercial to help. Here you go.
Introducing a new soft drink with 10% real juice. New Slice.
We got the juice, and I see blast. A burst of juice in every glass.
7-Up doesn't have juice.
We got the taste, we got the twist.
Sprite doesn't have juice.
We got the juice, the others miss. We got the juice, we got the splash.
Diet
too. Slice, slice.
Okay. All right. Somebody in Arizona sneezed in the shower and had a piece of Lego that had been lodged in their nose for 25 years fly out of their nose. Here's Andy Norton talking about it.
I was in the shower, and my doctor has told me that with the dry, hot summer months, it's really helpful to blow your nose while you're in the shower. So I've been regularly doing this for the last, 6 months or so. Today, I was blowing my nose in the shower, and lo and behold, I blew out a Lego dot that has been in my nose for at least 26 years.
Okay, so what I want to know, do you recall putting the Lego dot in your nose? And if you do, as an adult, and don't ever remember it coming out, why would you not go to the doctor? Why would you not tell your doctor, hey, I might have a Lego dot up there? Anyway. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Do mattress sales ever end? Here's comedian Andrew Norelli on getting a new mattress.
I bought a mattress recently. When's the last time you've done that? It is very overwhelming. Mattresses are now more complicated than computers. I couldn't answer a single question the sales guy asked me. He's like, well, what would you like? Gel, hybrid, latex, foam, memory foam, innerspring? Dude, I'm looking for a rectangle slightly bigger than me. I'm just trying to lay down. I don't know what other people are doing. Then he said, you're going to have to rotate this every 3 months. I'm rotating it never. I'm just going to warn you right now. I will never rotate it. That sounds ridiculous. This is not a vehicle. He goes, well, it's going to get lopsided. I weigh 165 pounds. How am I going to break a mattress? What do they do when a 400-pound guy walks in there? Sir, you're going to have to rotate this every 3 minutes.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up. What the heck? What are we going to do? I don't know. We're going to get stupid, I guess. We got nothing better to do. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. Fly LYH. It's so much easier.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Yep. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right, if it fits, it ships. This happened in the Netherlands, but it's so ridiculous. We needed to tell you about it. A 33-year-old man was sentenced to 4 months in jail for stalking after showing up at his ex's home. But he didn't just walk up to the front door. He had himself shipped inside a box to her address. It's unclear if she somehow brought it inside or not, but he emerged from the box, threatened her with a gun, and then took off with the keys to the place. Here, do we have sound on this? Maybe.
I'm the man in the box.
Yeah.
Here to retrieve my stuff.
Yeah, okay. All right. The man told the judge having himself delivered in the box was, quote, the only way to get in and get my stuff back. The woman put a camera in her home after the box incident and caught him showing up at her place 3 times. The man claims he had permission for the visits, but the judge didn't buy it. In addition to the jail time, the judge granted the woman a 3-year restraining order. Good Lord. And then there's good news. We like to share the good news during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity in the world. A dog was seen wandering Vermont for a week with a bucket-like plastic container stuck over its head. The dog ran from anybody who tried to approach it, but eventually animal control was able to rescue the dog using a trap featuring McDonald's chicken nuggets. Here are two of the people that helped rescue Buckethead telling their story.
I wanted the dog to, get caught and taken care of because that
pail had to come off his head, you know. The poor dog was, at that point, I could already see that it was quite skinny.
Knowing the container was on his head and not knowing what his ability to eat or drink was, what really drove me was the fact that he could die with this container on his head. I did not want to come out here on a recovery mission. I wanted to come out here on a rescue mission.
Aww. And that's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?